Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Kathy Conrad, Principal Deputy Associate Administrator, the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies within the U.S. General Services Administration. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Ken Beecher. So, Kathy, social media is ubiquitous. Would you tell us more about how your agency is helping federal agencies leverage these platforms? And more specifically, to what extent has your agency expanded its use of social media channels for outreach and public engagement?
Well, you're absolutely right. Social media has just exploded across government. In our office, we found that social media is reaching our customers at a rate that is orders of magnitude higher than traditional communications channel. As of August, we interacted with citizens 2 million times this year using new media, which is a 305% increase from last year. So there's no doubt that you just have to pay attention to social media. That's how where people are going. It's not at the exclusion of traditional communications channel, but we are using social media extensively for USA.gov, GoBierno.gov, Data.gov, in the Center for Excellence in Digital Government, really in everything that we do. So as part of our mission to share best practices, share guidance, and provide training, we recently launched a very innovative social media community of practice, which has established a dedicated community of nearly 300 social media managers and directors from all mission areas across government, including intelligence, healthcare, scientific and regulatory communities, really just about every agency. And they meet regularly to identify and find solutions for some of the common challenges faced in using social media, such as improving social media performance metrics, and they test new tools and strategies that'll shape the future of digital citizen engagement. We also recently released a social media registry, which is a central authoritative registry of authentic government media accounts, which enables the public to much more easily differentiate legitimate government social media accounts from those that are fraudulent. Unlike regular, say, websites, you can't, social media doesn't have .gov or .mil. So this registry would allow somebody who couldn't otherwise tell to determine, oh yeah, this really is an agency social media account. It currently lists over 21 accounts across 65 agencies and is being used to verify legitimate government accounts for over 20 frequently used social media tools, including Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The other thing that's kind of cool about it is that it was built with open source code and has a public API so that it opens up an entire world of potential innovation. So we're finding that government developers and the public can use it to access and search social media content from all agencies with convenient widgets and data mashups, and private sector developers are already talking with us about potential uses that they see. So that's really it's a great example of how we're helping agencies stay ahead of the curve and stand at the forefront of using social media to improve citizen services and achieve cost savings.
Kathy, you mentioned earlier in the opening segment that for more than 40 years, GSA has provided consumer information and services to the public. And in fact, you provided some really neat and dynamic examples at the World Bank and data.gov. Would you tell us more about your work with federal agencies to ensure that government information is made easily available and fully accessible to the public?
Yeah, the Federal Citizen Information Center works with other federal agencies to publish and distribute millions of publications each year to give the public valuable information on consumer problems and government services, things like home mortgages, health, consumer finance, consumer protection from fraud and scams, government benefits. And just to give you a sense of how much demand there is for these publications, I found this just astonishing when I first got to GSA, because the first year it happened right after I got there. This year, over 1.6 million publications were ordered in just 24 hours following a column in Dear Abby promoting our women's health publications. Yeah. So clearly a lot of demand. It also shows you that Dear Abby still has it. Last year, we distributed a total of over 25 million publications and close to 10 million copies of our catalog. So these are agency publications, not GSA. So we're providing a real service in bringing this information to the public. But we also recognize that to be more sustainable and to reduce cost, we began digitizing print publications and offering them in a variety of publication format so that they can be easily downloaded onto tablets, smartphones, e-readers, other mobile devices. We also entered into a partnership with Google Books and began electronically distributing over 100 government consumer publications for free. So we have a new website called publications.usa.gov that has 600 government consumer publications from agencies across government that can be viewed or downloaded in a variety of formats. And for those who really are still holding on to their print, they can order copies from our Pueblo, Colorado distribution center.
As a follow-up, how does the USA Search tool factor into your efforts to transform the public search experience while also saving money for federal agencies?
Well, we're enormously proud of USA Search. It has really transformed the public search experience and saved the government, we calculate, over $20 million each year from agencies using USA Search, which is an open source search solution rather than investing in duplicative costly services. It's a commercial grade search engine that quickly delivers very rapid, totally relevant, government-centric information without the ads that are found in commercial search engines. It's been absolutely optimized for use by government information and provides results generally within about 400 milliseconds. Right now, there are over 1,000 websites across government using USA Search, including major agencies such as DHS and DOD. And of course, it powers all our websites, including USA.gov, Kids.gov, and Gobierno.gov.
You know, what other ways does your office seek to enhance the public's experience and provide it new ways to find information where, when, and how the public wants it?
So the National Contact Center is a good example of other ways in which we enhance public's experience. It provides direct telephone, email, and web chat services to the public at 1-800-FED-INFO, as well as contact center and print distribution services for many other customer agencies. We answer more than 1 million phone, email, and chat inquiries each year on all federal government topics. So similarly, you know, central resource for anything you'd want to know or find out about the government, and also takes orders for the consumer publications I mentioned earlier. To provide consistent and accurate information to the public, the National Contact Center maintains a comprehensive knowledge base of more than 2,600 answers to frequently asked questions. Those answers, which are used by our contact center agents, are also available to the public on answers.usa.gov. Another role for the contact center that most people may be unaware of but is really vital is that we partner with agencies during emergencies. So within minutes of earthquake, terrorist attack, hurricanes, all the things we hope never will happen, the National Contact Center will ramp up and provide 24/7 service to the public so that they can seek help or provide information to our government partners. Another good example that may be less well known is our First Fridays program that I mentioned at the start of the info, which is a free, very practical usability testing program that identifies key user experience issues with government websites. It's very, very practical. Its purpose is to identify problems and recommend solutions that can be implemented by the agency's own team within 30 days. So we are regularly testing websites across government and providing advice and assistance to help optimize those for best customer experience.
So, Kathy, with the widespread use of mobile technology and devices, it illustrates a changing landscape. To that end, what is your office doing to assist federal agencies to develop a citizen-centered path to mobile government?
Well, the focus is really on making data and content available to citizens wherever they are, whenever they want it, using whatever device they choose. A good example of some of the neat stuff that we're doing is we held a mobile Wikathon with USDA. So you might say, what on earth is a Wikathon? Well, it's kind of like a hackathon, but instead of developing software code, participants contribute content to document all the great ideas and practices in a wiki that can then be shared across government. So agencies who've been mobile innovators can share how they've solved particular problems and the lessons they've learned, which is a pretty fast, fun way to quickly capture valuable, useful information in a format that's easily shared and consumed. It addresses both immediate needs, and we're also anticipating emergent needs in, as you say, this really quickly changing space. You know, people have problems they're trying to solve, and others have solutions they want to share. So in this time of rapid technology change, needs are evolving quickly, and so are we.
You know, Kathy, I know you and your office are highly enthusiastic about social media, innovation through apps, mobility, but I also know you have a passion for collaboration. Would you elaborate on your efforts to facilitate the adoption of collaborative technologies to not only enhance citizen engagement, but also increase operational efficiency and deliver quality services government-wide?
Yeah. Again, this is an area where I could really talk about anything in our office,
right?
Because just about everything we do achieves those objectives, or at least we certainly strive to. But let me focus on two programs, HowTo.gov and the Digital Services Innovation Center that was stood up under the digital strategy. HowTo.gov is the authoritative source for federal requirements and best practices for managing government customer service channels, which includes websites, social media, contact centers, and mobile. Provides training, guidance, best practices, and shared tools to thousands of federal, state, and local government professionals to enhance customer experience with government. The content is organized into topical channels such as web content, social media, technology. We've recently added a contact center channel with best practices to help agencies set up and manage a highly effective contact center. About 45 agencies regularly use HowTo. And we find that the collaboration that occurs in not only using the information in HowTo, but the content that we help cull from around government really helps share practices in ways that are extremely efficient and very, very effective. The Digital Services Innovation Center is, as I mentioned, just was stood up just this summer in response to the digital strategy that was released in May. And it's not some big building filled with thousands and thousands of people, but rather it's an agile virtual center that helps identify opportunities for sharing existing solutions at agency and serves as a catalyst for leveraging successful models, proven practices, and solutions, and is also building some new solutions for government-wide use. And it will alleviate the burden on individual agencies to come up with these things themselves. The focus is on development of better digital services, again, as with HowTo, improvement of customer experience, and strengthening of governance. So what are some of the things that we're doing? Well, we have just completed facilitating a whole series of governance sprints to help agencies develop practical, effective approaches to digital services governance. And we've also developed a digital services performance metrics and customer satisfaction toolkit that's available on HowTo.gov to help agencies develop appropriate, effective measures, including baseline customer satisfaction metrics. We've now turned our attention to really three primary actions. One is we're identifying shared and open content management systems and we'll be supporting implementation through training and, again, best practices on HowTo.gov. This will offer agencies an alternative to building their own platforms and enable code sharing and modular development. And that we'll be doing through about November. We're also helping agencies develop web-based APIs to unlock valuable data. We're holding a series of APIs for Dummies webinars to help agencies move forward, and are working closely with a number of agencies to develop the open data guidance that will be issued in November under the digital strategy. And then finally, we'll be turning our attention to launch a shared mobile app development program in conjunction with the CIO Council that will help agencies develop secure, device-agnostic mobile apps. We'll provide an environment to help streamline app delivery, foster code sharing, and we'll be working on that over the next 9 months. So lots going on now, yeah. And lots coming.
So, Kathy, I'd like to explore what you folks are doing using data analytics to enhance the way you make decisions. Would you elaborate on how your office is using analytics to not only improve services and quality, but possibly identify new solutions and maybe new services?
That's a great question. Analytics are very well established in our office. They touch all of our programs and more than the 40 websites that we manage. We also provide, one thing that's interesting is that we also provide key web performance metrics and guidance to the federal agencies whose websites we support. So with Business USA, the agencies who we're collaborating with and providing content, we're feeding them analytics on the site so that we can work together toward really improving these sites with fact-based data. not just good hunches. So to make sure that our analytical data is accurate, relevant, and actionable, we operate within a framework that consists of common standardized tools, web analytics tools, customer satisfaction tools, data collection methods like page tagging, and central reporting across our websites and other digital services. We track all our web campaigns, pages, and topic popularity, as well as search engine optimization and marketing efforts across multiple digital channels on a daily basis. And we make decisions on content and on direction based on what the data tells us. So we're very, very data-driven. We're using third-party tools to collect and report web performance data and looking at social media analytics and, of course, also look at industry research. So we have a monthly performance analytic dashboard that drives all our decisions and really provides visibility on what our customer wants and how our websites are performing. The other thing we've done that's kind of neat is that we've put together an analytics wiki so that we have a one-stop shop for all of our office where we publish and store all of the monthly dashboards, reports on touch points or citizen interactions, and other analytical and industry reports that are relevant to what we're doing. We're also in the process now of building a dashboard that we'll use for all our eGov projects so that, again, we can have both an executive view and a project view of key indicators like cost, schedule, and performance, and can not only use that internally, but can also share it with our external partners.
What does the future hold for GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies? We will ask Kathy Conrad when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.